Autoridad MMA.
Camilo Ortiz to talk to you about Bellator 127, Strauss versus Wilcox, which will go down this Friday in Temecula, California. Prelims start at 7 p.m. Eastern on Spike.com, and the main card will kick off at 9 p.m. Eastern for free on Spike TV. The main event will be between Justin Wilcox and the man that joins us now, ex-featherweight champion Daniel Strauss. Daniel, thank you for your time. How was the flight?
Oh, it was long. It was long, but it was good. It was nothing ordinary. My weight isn't too bad, so it wasn't like a miserable flight, which makes the flight a lot better. So, yeah, it was pretty chill. Just got to sleep a little bit and just hang out.
Are you a fan of flying to compete?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all, actually. I find myself doing a lot more flying than I used to. So I actually kind of prefer it now. I used to like to drive a lot, but flying's all right.
I saw that you arrived and went straight to signing posters and stuff, right to business, in other words.
Yeah, they got you, you got to knock stuff out. So I had to do my little fight obligations, take care of some posters, sign some papers, and do a shoot real quick. And then, I got to rest a little bit, and then I took off and did a little weight cutting.
Oh, nice, nice. As a side note, I saw pictures of your dog on your Instagram. That's a good-looking dog, man. What's his name?
Thank you. His name's Sincere.
Sincere?
Sincere. Yeah, he's a good dog, man. I love him. He's he's a little child, actually.
Have you always been a pet owner?
For the most part, it's always been something. A dog, I had a couple lizards, stuff like that.
You got something against cats?
No, actually, I have a kitten right now and a cat right now. So, which is actually funny because the kitten that I have is him and Sincere get along a lot, and he actually drives a dog nuts because he thinks he's a dog, so, I'm dealing with two dogs, basically.
That's funny, man. I married the cat lady, and we got a little chihuahua. The cats are bigger than the chihuahua.
Nice.
All right, so getting back to the fight, is it more pressure to deliver an exciting fight as a main event fighter, or is it just another day in the office?
No, not really. It's just, you got to go out there and fight your fight and do what you got to do to, win. And I like to think that I put on exciting fights, so I never have to worry about, going out there and only worrying about trying to put on an exciting fight.
Yeah. Well, you are an exciting fighter, by the way, but this is a fight week, and, I'll try to be a little bit creative with the questions. And since fighters, you guys get asked the same questions over and over again, it must be annoying, but I guess it's part of the job. Do you enjoy the media and promotional side of being a fighter?
You know what? It depends on who you're talking to. You get guys, some guys that don't really know how to interview guys too well. And so you get these bland, same questions, like you said, over and over, where you do, an interview 35 times and, it's like you're on a tape and you're repeating yourself over and over. So, yeah, man, I don't really have a problem with it. I like to talk to everybody. I like meeting people, So it doesn't bother me, just like I said, the right people bring out the right, responses. So it just depends on the media guy.
Yeah. Well, not to sound cliche, but what's the most annoying question you get asked aside from this one?
No, it's actually a fair question. It's one I'm not used to getting. So I think the most annoying question is, how do you see this fight going, Because for one, you always feel like you're going to, win. And you never really want to, start predicting things and putting running your mouth. Well, at least me, me as a person, I'm not one to start running my mouth and, predicting things and, stuff like that. I just like to go out and fight. And, it's hard to always, tell somebody that and, not give them exactly what they want. If fans want to hear certain things, and, you know, it's nice to give them that, but, you know, at the same time, you know, we're human.
Yeah, yeah. The one I hate personally is when fighters get asked, are you ready for the fight? You know, it's like, if I would hope
that,
so.
That too. Yeah, that too. That's like, nah, I'm not ready for the fight. I just want to stay home, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems like fighters calling out fighters and a bit of trash talking is in style now, but because, you know, there's a debate. The fighters have to sell their fights and not just rely on the promotions. Do you agree with this? The fighters have to be more vocal and sell the fight?
On one hand, yeah, I do. You know, it's what gets people interested, you know. You have guys that can run their mouth right and you know, they get to sell the fight, and, you know, people get to watch it and whatnot. I've never been too much of a shit talker, just basically because who I am, you know. I don't want to be one of those guys talking trash and then, you know, get beat up and you look silly. And, you know, I've had a bunch of people do that to me. What they're going to do to me, how they're going to knock me out, and they go out there and, I beat them up. Yeah. So it's never been my fan of talking trash. But, yeah, it's part of the job, you know. If you can sell the fight, you know, you're making that money. You can, you know, you can where you need to be.
Yeah, we saw Stephen Bonner try to sell his fight against Tito Ortiz. Personally, I think it worked, as weird as it was, but, you know, to each his own. This is a result of many changes under Bellator, the Scott Coker era, as many are calling it. Are you happy with all the changes so far and the fact that there will be no more tournaments?
For the most part, I don't really... You know, I haven't. This is my first fight under Scott Coker, so, you know, the changes for me has yet to come. But as far as like the tournaments leaving and stuff like that, it's good. I think it's good. I think it's good, and I think it has its pluses and its minuses. You know, you're going to be able to see a lot more fights that you wanted to see, and you know, you're going to be able to see guys call another guy out and, you know, be able to fight that guy and, you know, be interested in that fight because there are no tournaments. So, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more breakout fighters that, you know, are working their way up and, you know, doing their thing in the sport. So I hope it goes well. You know, I don't have anything negative to say about it, you know, but like I said, I'm yet to fight under the banner under Scott Coker. So, you know, changes for me is a lot different.
Okay, okay. And did you have any relationship with Bjorn? Was it good, bad?
I won't say that I had a bad relationship with him. You know, Bjorn was, you know, for the most part fair with me. We didn't talk much. We didn't have a personal relationship or anything like that. But, you know, he did what he did. Did what he had to do as a boss. You know, he had to just run a business, and he ran it the way that he wanted to run it. So, you know, I can't say I agree with everything that he did, and I'm sure other people can agree with me. But on the same hand, you know, the guy gave me a job, so I can't complain. I have nothing. I have no bad words for him. I wish him the best in his, you know, future adventures and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, as media, I never had an issue with the guy. Always very respectful. Always gave us an interview. So I was a bit surprised that so many people were upset with him. But you know, it is what it is.
I think it's also, you know, the personal things that people go through with some of these guys. You know, the behind the scene things that might happen. You know, that we may not hear about or may not know about. And I think that's what stems from a lot of people, you know, feeling certain ways or, you know, not even getting what they want from him, you know. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I can't really complain. He, you know, treated me fair enough and, you know, wish him the best.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, the decisions are made, you know, from the guys up top. But if there was something that you could improve as a fighter under Bellator, what would it be? Or are you happy with things right now?
Good question. Great question. What would I change?
Yeah, because I mean, as a fighter, is you guys have a total different relationship with what we see on TV,
right?
Or even as media.
Right. I just think some of the contracts, you know, and that goes from, you know, just that's a wide range of things, you know, paydays to, you know, where you're fighting, who you're fighting, stuff like that. Just, I think some of the contracts I would definitely like to change, some of the issues with that. And also I would like to see them, like, you know, promote, you know, certain fighters a lot more and, you know, and do better at that, you know, instead of, you know, feeling like it's always one-sided.
Yeah, yeah. I guess my opinion, I think I would like to see a lot more bonuses being handed out. I think fighters deserve that extra cash.
You and me both.
Well, let's talk about this Friday. I know you're prepared because you're a fighter who always shows up ready to do his thing inside the cage. Are you injury free? We often hear that, you know, fighters never go in 100%. But are you injury free?
As 100% as I can get. You know, I'm just like everybody else, man. I went through a long camp. My body's, you know, at its peak, but it's definitely had its moments. So I have no, like, real injuries, just bumps and bruises like everybody else, you know, training, you know, and soreness here and whatnot, but nothing that's keeping me out of fighting my best come fight night.
Okay, and have people at the Bellator promised you anything, maybe like a title shot if you get an impressive win over Justin Wilcox?
Well, I was promised a title shot after my fight with Kern, and that didn't happen with this fight. So, no, I don't really have anything, you know, just seeing what happens, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And last two things. Weight cutting has been on the news recently, and some fighters seem to be doing some of the more extreme weight cutting stuff, whether it's because of lack of budget to hire a nutritionist or just old habits. If I'm not mistaken, you've never missed weight for a fight. How do you make weight?
I've been cutting weight since I was a kid, man. So actually, my last fight was the first time I ever missed weight the first try. You know, I've always made weight the first try. I eventually made weight, but, yeah, it's, you know, after a while it gets to you. You know, your body's not meant to, you know, lose 25, 30 pounds in, you know, such a short time and then gain it back or whatnot. But me personally, I have some nutritionists that I work with. You know, closer to the fight, I start drinking a lot of water, and that's what I'm trying to lose, so... it definitely helps me having somebody that knows what they're doing because, you know, if I use my old methods, you know, who knows, I may not be here tomorrow to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, old school wrestlers, like, you know, we throw a trash bag on, get in the heat, and lay there till every last pound is off, and that's not really healthy. You know, you got guys that's dropping 30 pounds and all they eat is a peanut all day, you know, that's not healthy. So it's definitely a good idea to seek somebody out that knows what they're doing as far as nutrition, and it definitely goes a long way. You know, you can do a lot more with your body when you put stuff in it than you can just taking stuff out.
All right, and after making a weight or after a fight, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Honestly, just the same stuff I had been eating. My body's used to it, you know. A lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. And then when I first get the chance, you know, I'm a pasta guy, so pasta is probably one of my biggest choices. But yeah, I'm not really big on going out getting a hamburger or pizza or anything like that. Just, you know, maintaining my body and my diet.
That's awesome. Yeah, the diet is in my opinion one of the hardest things you guys do. It's tough to give up those delicious foods.
I'll tell you firsthand. I've definitely tried to sneak away for you know, a cheeseburger here and there, but you know, it's really important to stay on task and, you know, like I said, fueling your body with the right things, because it, you know. It's sometimes we sit back and talk about how we were in high school and cutting weight, and, you know, how we used to do it is we'll cut weight and then we'll drink a bunch of Gatorade and, you know, have a little of this, and, you know, how horrible that was for us. But, you know, at the time we didn't know. So, definitely right to get the right nutrition and things in.
And do you celebrate Halloween?
I don't really celebrate Mass a lot of holidays. I mean, I'm all for it. I have nothing against it. I just, growing up, I never really, you know, we didn't have the money to dress up and go out and stuff like that. So as an adult, I just, you know, I just stuff with my friends. You know, they might go out or whatever. But here and there, I might dress up. But, no, I don't really celebrate a lot of holidays.
Will you be dressing up this year?
You know what? I was thinking about it. I don't know what yet, but I'm definitely thinking about it.
All right, cool. And finally, I guess, do you have any words or shout-outs you would like to mention?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody, you guys, for having me, my friends, family, and fans for supporting me. I've worked my butt off and, you know, just watch the fight Friday and keep rooting for me, and I'll get that W for everybody. Oh, and my sponsors. I want to thank, you know, all my sponsors that's helped me.
Awesome, man. So everybody that's listening, follow Daniel on Twitter and Instagram at Daniel Strauss. And don't forget to watch this exciting fighter this Friday on Bellator 127, Strauss versus Wilcox. Again, prelims start at 7 p.m. Eastern on Spike.com, and the main card will begin at 9 p.m. on Spike TV. Daniel, thank you so much for your time, and good luck on Friday, man.
Thank you, brother. You have a good one.
Síguenos en Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube y visita nuestra página oficial www.autoridadmma.com.